It's one of the most popular events of the season. It's Sharp Literacies Unwrapped. Joining us is Linda Kohler. And Linda, this is coming up on May 18th.
May 18th, yes, from 5 to 8 at The Gage in West Dallas.
Ooh, tell us who's participating this year.
We have a really, really awesome group of chefs. We have Chef Brent Davis of Bacchus, which is a Bartolotta restaurant. And he's doing a braised lamb and beef shepherd's pie with honey poached carrots, English peas, and a beef dummy glaze.
Wow.
We have Chef, I know. This is, I think, the best year. We have Chef Tom McGiddy from the Milwaukee Athletic Club, and they're doing a savory Salisbury steak with luscious truffled potatoes and a sauce Gian. They've just really outdone themselves this year, and so just really, really creative. And then we have Chef Ashton Rotman of Rot's Hot Food Truck this year. And this one sounds really, really good. Savory and sweet chili honey chicken and waffle sandwich with crispy hash browns.
My mouth is watering. Every time we know Ashton, obviously, here from ESPN. But yes, oh my gosh. Okay. And then you've got something with funnel cakes?
Yeah, Chef Brian Taborski of Vaz's Hospitality. We have a McGriddle funnel cake sundae with cream and glaze and chocolate caramel drizzle topped with vanilla ice cream and whipped cream. And then we have Chef Peter Snow of Ward's House of Prime, and they're doing a sweet and sour chicken stir fry. And then we have Chef Amanda with from Lemon Yay, which a mixed stick, a crispy fillet fish on a stick, and lemon aioli and scallion cilantro tots.
Now, we just have to remind everybody, these are all created from dishes that you normally can order at the counter at McDonald's.
Exactly. They get a list of ingredients, pages and pages of ingredients, and then they just use their creativity. And this year, we put a little bit of a twist on it. We've asked the chefs to reflect on their childhood and reimagine an elevated version of that dish for the event. So you can kind of see how some of these have really, really, really done a good job of reimagining. And again, these are all so different than anything that we've had in the past.
Well, and what's best about this is all of the proceeds go to the work you do at Sharp Literacy.
Absolutely. This event will be probably sold out by the time that May 18th comes. And yeah, the proceeds will help us advance our mission and be able to serve more kids, especially this summer. We have an all-time high number of students, so we want to make sure that we don't turn anybody away, that everybody that wants to will be able to participate in our program. And we can do this at a really low cost because of our partners. McDonald's donates all of the ingredients. We have Beer Capital that helps us out. They donate all the beer. We have Breakthrough Beverages that donates the wine and the bourbon this year. So many just in-kind donations. So it really keeps our costs down so we can raise more money and help our mission and our kids.
Well, like you said, it's usually a sellout, but there are still tickets available for Unwrap Milwaukee. And this is on Thursday, May 18th from 5 until 8 at The Gage. How can we get tickets?
The best way is to go on sharpliteracy.org. And the tickets are only $100, and it's really all you can eat and lots of beverages, mocktails, cocktails, specialty drinks, all for $100. And it obviously goes to just a really, really great cause, our kids.
And you get to meet all the wonderful people who attend. Linda Kohler from Sharp Literacy, always great to have you here.
Yes, thank you so much. We appreciate it.